Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that. Psalm 71 this morning. Psalm 71, our theme thought for this year, not that we preach on it every week, but certainly like to mention it, rejoice in the Lord always. And man, sometimes we lose sight of that. And this morning's message is going to kind of hopefully bring us back to that thought and bring us to that. Psalm 71 this morning. Psalm 71 in verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. God, I am thankful to be able to say I can put my trust in you. Lord, with all the questions and with all the uncertainty that this world not only has, but breeds. Lord, I'm thankful I can rest in you. Lord, I pray as we trust you with our life, may that turn into praise. God, I pray you'd help us here this morning. And God, I pray you'd, maybe your Holy Spirit would blow across the coals of our heart and reignite a passion and a desire to praise you with our mouth. Lord, we love you, we need you, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I do understand after a week-long meeting, it's been a busy week, and maybe you've lost a little of the giddy-up in your step this morning. You had the first blast of cold air. I read a report of, I think on the north side of Whiteface, snowflakes were seen this week. Unbelievable. It won't be long before we see that. Around here, and maybe pumpkin spice could not overcome the cold weather in your life, and so be it. But praise the Lord as Christians, as we review back into Psalm 71, the first five verses, it calls us to trust Him. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Hey, you know, a couple years ago, I feel like a monkey could have given you financial advice. Just no matter what you touched, it just seemed to work. And now you're looking at your 401k and saying, I don't know what's going to... Hey, let me encourage you here this morning. You can trust the Lord. You can trust the Lord regardless of the financial market, regardless of the moral code of this world that is continually depleting. It's a blessing to be able to say, God, I put my trust in you. Amen. For do you see what happens when we don't? Let me never be put to confusion. When I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, just a whole lot of things just seem to make sense, and I don't worry about as much anymore. There's no confusion. I know the ways of the world. I know the ways of the enemy. And I know the path that I ought to be on. And when I trust God, and when I get close to God, as we heard this week, oh, how important that fellowship is. You know what? That just removes confusion. Praise the Lord for that. The enemy of confusion is trust. Look at verse 3. Be thou my strong habitation. He says, thou art my rock and my fortress. I can trust God. He removes confusion. He is a place of refuge. You know, I know physically, maybe go into your house, maybe you have a favorite spot, a favorite chair, a favorite couch, maybe a favorite whatever it is, and you sit down and that's your little happy place. It's quiet, or maybe it's noisy, whatever it is that, hey, I just can't wait to get back to this spot. Maybe you got your little, maybe it's at the kitchen table. You got your Bible, a study book, and a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or a glass of water, whatever it is. And physically, that's your spot. But, you know, spiritually speaking, you know that we can run to the Lord, and God says this, you're my rock and my fortress. We can rest in the Lord knowing that He protects us. He's something strong that we can build on. And because of that, I can trust Him. And praise the Lord for that. Trust is the enemy of confusion. It's a place of refuge. It's our hope. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. This morning I had the privilege of sitting in, like Brother Rice said, in junior church this morning. And Pastor Seatman preached on God is our King. There's little people, and they're listening to that. And here he is, and he's got a throne, and he's got a metal crown, and he's going through all this stuff. And these little people, I'm sitting next to Manny this morning. And there we were, and we're trying to find our verses and follow along. And he did great, and he's listening, and he's answering questions. Hey, who should sit on the throne in your life? God. God, and our little people are hearing this, and they're encouraged to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, even from a youth. Amen. And how many of us, how many of you got saved later in life and go, oh my, I wish I would have put God on that throne? Much younger age. Think about all the things that it would have saved you from. And here, as we read these things, God is able to be trusted. He has never let us down. And you know, the world will try and convince us that God is untrustworthy. That it's a waste of time. It's a figment of our imagination. That God isn't real. These are the things that happen in this world are coincidences. And God's goodness is just a coincidence. And it's a rabbit foot. And you're just it's just a crutch. And all these things that they say about the Lord. You know what they want you to do? Stop trusting in Him. You know what? You talk to them, they're in utter confusion. They have nowhere to turn. They have nowhere to go. I'll tell you, when tragedy strikes, they go to you. They'll come to the Lord, and all of a sudden they become open and receptive. Hey, tell me a little bit about when you went through a hard time and you trusted God. I'm going to need some help. Hey, do you understand that how you handle things is really important? It's a good testimony. Are you trusting the Lord this morning? To do so, and in doing so, our trust to the Lord all of a sudden transfers into something. And as I read through Psalm 71, it stood out to me four times in this passage. That'll be our four points this morning. But just like, this morning you had to make a decision. I'm going to go to church this morning. And maybe you made that decision a little later than you should have, or whatever it is, however it worked out. But you made a decision today, Sunday, I'm going to the Lord's house. Great. You understand that praising the Lord is also a decision. That doesn't just happen naturally. Sometimes we have to, not that we have to manufacture, but we have to change our mindset. We have to change our perspective of things. The word praise means to extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account, listen, of perfections or excellent works. That's what praise is. We might praise a person. Hey, great job, Jacob. You did a great job with the line judge last weekend. What do? We encourage them. But can I tell you, the highest form of praise ought to be from God's creation back towards God. God is trustworthy, and because of that trust, we can praise Him. And we ought to praise Him. But let me remind you, praising the Lord is a choice. It's a choice. What are you going to do with your words? What are you going to do with your life? Are you going to choose to, what did it say there? To extol in words or song? Are you going to choose to, with your words and with your life, choose to magnify and glorify God on account of His perfections and excellent works? Or are you going to sit off in the corner quiet? Because He's still perfect. His works are still excellent. But are we going to praise Him for it? I wonder if there was a group of people that walked across on dry ground through the Red Sea and said, man, I wish, this is dumb, this is a long walk. I wonder if there were some people that complained about, this isn't my kind of bread that I eat. I want a certain kind of fish when He's feeding 5,000. I wonder, in the midst of God's perfection and His excellent works, were there still some refusing to praise Him? Say, that would be crazy. How about us? Have we not experienced God's perfection? Have we not seen God's excellent works? And yet, do we praise the Lord? Hey, the enemy's after your praise. And the psalmist here encourages you to praise the Lord. And point number one, Psalm 71 and verse 6. By thee have I holden up from the womb. In verse 5, it referenced back to trusting the Lord from our youth. Psalm 71 and verse 6. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually. And look at what it says. Of thee. Point number one, continually of thee. A pledge to praise. Say, what does a pledge mean? When we say a pledge, we align or give allegiance to. And I'm asking today, in your own heart, can you make a pledge in your heart that I am going to decide with my words, with my actions, to praise the Lord? Say, Pastor, times are tough. Financially, medically. And before people used to talk about the weather. Remember that? You know, I think it's going to rain there. And, you know, I talked to my grandfather, and man, I don't know. He would just sit and, how do you remember the Weather Channel? Anyone remember the Weather Channel? My grandfather would watch the Weather Channel. 30 seconds, I got all the information I need for the week, right? I mean, it's not like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen, and this is so exciting. But he would watch the Weather Channel, and that's what people would talk about. Now you talk to people, hey, how's your health? Oh, man. You know, this guy, we got this over here, and we got this over there. Hey, people seriously are hurting. So are we going to choose to praise the Lord in that? The Bible tells us to praise him continually of thee. Psalm 71 and verse 6. It's all about the Lord. Look with me and hold your hand in Psalm 71. Turn to Psalm 18. Our praise ought to be to God. Continually. Psalm 18, look at verse 30. The kids sing this song. I love this song. Psalm 18 and verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. You see what all that just said there? God said, I'm trustworthy. Is that not what we started off with in Psalm 71? Two times it says, God, you are able to be trusted. And he says, for those that trust in him, what is it? His way is perfect. Is that not what praising God is? Acknowledging to glorify God on account of his perfections? By definition, this is what's happening. 31, for who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Hey, God in his perfections, and it is the very character being perfect. As we follow God, as we trust God, all of a sudden we find ourselves on a path we never would have chosen on our own. We find ourselves on a path following God, aligning ourselves with God, and God describes that path as perfect and maketh my way perfect. Hey, that ought to be reason to praise him for. Left to myself, let me tell you where I'd be. I remember the boys played baseball, and they gave us directions to play to this field. I think it was in Churchville. No, maybe Chile or Gate. I don't know. It was on the west side, weird part of town. And we're driving in these back roads, and all of a sudden, the GPS takes me into the dump. Remember? It was like the city dump. It's like, where'd I go? Did I make a wrong turn? And I pull in and I see another person in there from our team, and they're kind of like looking around, and it's like, what on earth am I at? The fields were behind that. That's what I feel like. Hey, left to myself, you know where I'm going to take this thing? I'm going to take this right to the dump. We're going to end up in a place we ought not to be. It's all a mess. It's disgusting. Hey, is that where you want to lead your family? You want to look back and all of a sudden, Dad, what are we doing here? Mom, why are we in such a mess in our life? Why are we so far from God? Because I stopped trusting him. Because I stopped listening to him. Because I stopped following him. Hey, let us remember that God's way is perfect. His way is perfect. And with him being perfect, he makes my way perfect. His perfection leads to a perfect path for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If that ought not to generate some praise in your life, hey, let me explain. Let us remember where we would be guided by ourselves. Look at where we actually are. Hey, I understand things aren't perfect. I understand things are difficult. I understand there's some things we would like to change. But can I have you look across a couple lanes and see where you could be? Could we look down the where life might have taken you had you not aligned with the Word of God? Hey, praise the Lord. That ain't my life. Praise God. That's not my testimony. Talking to a young man a couple weeks ago, and by his poor decisions, for the next 6 months, he's got to spend every weekend in jail. And that's tough. I wonder if at one point he looks over and says, I wish I would have. I'm not saying this person isn't a child of God, but I'm just saying there's a better path for you. There's a way that God's perfection puts us on a perfect path. Praise the Lord. Hey, how you doing this morning? Well, you know, it certainly could be better, but praise the Lord, it certainly could be a lot worse. So continually of thee, God, I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to recognize that this day is a gift and I'm going to continually praise you. How you doing today? Oh, I'm great. Praise the Lord. I'm on my way to heaven. Things could be a lot worse. Actually, can I say when we look at, comparatively speaking, things are pretty good. I know maybe politically, financially, whatever. But we got some, if we just look at our stuff, we're pretty blessed people. And then when we cross over and start looking at the spiritual blessings that God has been to our life, we're all right. Actually, we're doing really great.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Continually of thee. Psalm 71. In verse 7 it says, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Look at verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Number one is praise continually of God. Acknowledging God. Magnifying God continually. Number two is our mouth filled with it. What comes out of your mouth? Are the words we say filled with praise to God? Colossians 3:17 says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. On the TV, they have closed captioning, right? And you get to see all the words that people say. Imagine at the end of the day as God reviews your words. How much of your words were in praise to God? He says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise. Would that describe you? When you're walking over and you're at the Wegmans counter, right? And you're shopping at Wegmans and there you are, and or Tops or something like that. And we got to buy chicken for the week. And you walk up and you see the yellow sticker on there, reduced for quick sale. Ooh, a little tingle in my pocketbook happens. What does that mean? That means the thing I was just about to buy for $15 is now on sale for $10. Does God get praise from that? Say, that's silly. It says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise. Hey, that guy cuts you off in front of the car and whoa. Praise the Lord, we could have just gotten an accident. Thank you, God, for sparing our life one more moment. Or do we verbally inform the man in front of us or the lady in front of us how they ought to drive? And what we think about is praise filled in thy mouth. Remember, praise is a decision. Psalm 95. Look at Psalm 95. In verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's not a demand. It's an invitation. Kind of like what Brother Thren was saying. When God was calling to Moses, right? A call. It's a bid. It's come. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. You're not mandated to. You could even show up in the right place. You could be in the church house and still not be singing praises to God. Wouldn't that be something? Coming into the house of God, a place that is designed for God's worship and praise, and yet those words do not come out of our mouth. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. So, have you made a decision to praise the Lord through thanksgiving? Thank you, God, for what you did in my life. When was the last time you thanked God for your family? When was the last time you thanked God? The car started. Boom. Our van has 253,000 miles on it. Every time it starts, I feel like it's going good. Thank you, Lord, for getting us here. Thank you, God, for a church house to meet in. Hey, do you think if we had a little more thanksgiving to the things that God has given to us, we would appreciate them a little bit more? Sure. Maybe instead of your kids being an annoyance and a burden, maybe if you express thanksgiving to God, you would appreciate and love them a little bit more. I hate my job. I don't want to go to work. Oh, yeah? Try living without it. Have you gone through one of those stretches? Man, you'll become real thankful for the job when you don't have it. Monday morning and that alarm clock goes up. Oh, I got to go. What? Go surround yourself with people that need the love of Christ? You don't understand how nasty the people I work with. I understand. I work at the church. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I get a blessing. We get a blessing just being around. Imagine being around this all the time. Man, it's awesome. I understand not everyone gets that. But do you despise your job? Did you thank God for your job this week? No, I filled out my resignation letter. Well, I bet there's no praise coming out of your mouth then about it. I bet your words are not, when the boss calls you all in and says, all right, we need to increase productivity and we're cutting your pay. Praise the Lord! Who's this guy? Praise is a decision. And I just think that if we had a little more thanksgiving in our heart towards those things, we would not despise them, but be appreciative of them. It'd be a lot easier to praise God over that. Hey, I'm thankful for Sunday school teachers. I'm really thankful for nursery workers. Amen. Say, why? You've been in here with nursery in here. It's sometimes difficult to pay attention. Appreciate that. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the meeting our needs. Thank you for your loving kindness towards us. Hey, it's easy to get bitter against the things of God when you compare your life with somebody else's. Well, look at all the stuff they got. Doesn't God love me? Hey, let's walk through your property. Let's walk through your facility. Let's see what God has done for you. I could take you to a place that make you look like a king. Thank you, Lord. Hey, let's praise God. What did it say? That it would, our mouth would be filled with praise. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise. When the kids were little and they would eat their vegetables, sometimes it was a battle. And there they are sitting at the table with their mouth full. I'm telling you, I ask them a word. Hey, what's in your mouth? Or if I ask them a question, whatever was inside is coming out. Spinach everywhere, right? Hey, is God's praise inside there? That the minute all of a sudden God does something in your life, hey, that our mouth is filled with thy praise? You know, where's that psalm, that where it says every verse, that thy mercy endureth forever, right? And we read that and it says something, thy mercy endureth forever. Something, thy mercy endureth forever. And we look at that and go, I bet God wants us to know that his mercy endureth forever. It stands out, right? How about the frequency of the time God gets praise from our lips? I don't know about that guy, but I know one thing for sure. He certainly loves his Lord and praises him. Just on the frequency of the times he says, praise the Lord, or his words, praise God. Is your mouth filled with thy praise? Number three, Psalm 71, verse 14. But I will hope continually. Here, we'll go there. While you go there, I'm going to take a sip of water. I feel like someone else got a hold of the thermostat, and it's warm in here. So it's dreary outside. We've had a busy week. You're a little tired, and now it's warm in here. Say, why are you saying that? It's not going to be like that tonight. I'm just warning you. Bring your parkas. Bring your stuff. We lose people when it gets warm in here. There, I know. That's what I'm saying. Increase the Arctic. All right, now, Psalm 71, verse 14. Hey, can I, just stepping aside from the notes for a second, just want to say within regards to praise, if you got nothing, I got your attention for a moment right now, choose to praise the Lord. All these points are kind of like that, but regardless of the circumstances, regardless, choose that out of your mouth will come praise to God. That's what this message is about here this morning. Look at Psalm 71, verse 14. But I will hope continually and yet praise thee more and more. Say, I already praise the Lord. Well, good. Let us increase thee more and more. Why is that? Because his perfections, but yet I promise you, there will be more excellent works of God in your life in days to come. But I also recognize that there are times it is difficult to praise the Lord. Remember Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And as we trust the Lord, we have to know that God's doing what's best for us. Sometimes that's difficult when life isn't going the way you thought. Sometimes that's difficult when life takes a turn. And one of the first things to go when life doesn't go according to plan is our praise. We will lose that. So we've got to make a decision today that even in the difficult times, I'll praise the Lord, knowing that God is working his perfect work. Psalm chapter 28. That isn't a cop-out. That's just the truth. Psalm 28. Look at verse 7. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. Do you see the connection between our trust to God and our praise to God? Every time we look at it, it seems like there's a connection between the two. Our praise ought to be real and genuine. The Lord is my strength and my shield, Psalm 28 and verse 7. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. More and more. More and more, it said. Praise him more and more. As times go on, our praise ought not to be turned down, but turned up. It ought not to be lessened, it ought to be increased. More and more. In Psalm 46 and verse 10, it says, just be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted among, what is it? Among the, I should have turned there. Thought I had it right off the top of my head. I will be exalted in the earth. Is that what's happening? Say, what do I do when it gets, when life gets difficult and I don't feel like praising him? Slow down. Take a step back. Read something the other day. Hey, if you're feeling anxious and overwhelmed with anger and frustration, look at something blue. I said, what? That is the dumbest thing. It says blue is a psychological calming agent to the mind. I'm just going to go with the scripture. I don't know. Maybe it works. Maybe you keep a, if all of, you, all of a sudden you just keep bring out a blue, say, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a go. It's pretty expensive or inexpensive to do that. A lot cheaper than Prozac. And now I'm just going to go like that. All right. How about this? How about we just be still and know that God is who he says he is? When life is all turbulent and we're not quite sure what's going on and everything looks volatile, can we just take a step back for a moment, calm our emotions and recognize that God is still in charge? Be still and know that I am God. And the Bible says that he'll be exalted among the heathen and in the earth. More and more. So when life gets difficult, don't give up your praise. Psalm 112. We're almost to the end. Psalm 112. Psalm 112 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what it says. Praise ye the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Oh, what's going to happen? What's Hoko going to do this week? What's the president going to do? What's going to happen here? What's going to go on there? What's the next wave? You know what? What's going to... Hey, listen. Slow it down. Praise ye the Lord. Bible says that you're blessed if you fear the Lord. Hey, don't be afraid of evil tidings. Trust in the Lord. I understand it's difficult to praise him in difficult times. I get it. But we've got to make that decision. And acknowledging that God is in charge, trusting him will turn into praise. Sometimes it's difficult to praise him in the good times. So what does that mean? No, it's not. I mean, you get the newborn baby or the new job promotion or the new this or new that and you're seeing the goodness of God. No, it's easy. No, because sometimes we take credit for it. Sometimes we rob God of the praise. Hey, great job with that project. Yeah, I know. I did really. No, praise the Lord. God worked through you and had... It's not you and I that should be taking any glory. It should be given back to praise to God. What time is it? All right. In Acts 14, Paul is preaching, and good things happen, and they're like, you're Jupiter. Remember that? What a strange thing, right? And they call him the Jupiter, and go there, Acts 14. We will not tell the whole story, but we'll at least look at it. Acts 14, this is funny. Not funny, but interesting. Maybe it's funny. He's preaching, a man lame, he's healed. In Acts 14 and verse 10, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Pretty amazing, right? All the people saw what Paul had done, and they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Well, then the priest of Jupiter gets a little upset. About oxen and garlands and so on and so forth. Look at verse 14. Which one they're bringing the sacrifice with the people. If Jupiter and Mercurius showed up, then let's offer praise to them. Barnabas and Paul heard of it. They rent their clothes and ran in among the people, saying, sirs, why do you do these things? Look at what he says. We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should not turn from these vanities unto the living God. You know what they did? They were about to get some praise for what God did through them. And they said, no, no, no. It is not about us. It's about the God of heaven. You know what? Take note of that. That when someone praises you or lifts you up, that you defer the praise back to God. Hey, sometimes it's difficult to praise the Lord in difficult times. I get it. But sometimes it's difficult to praise the Lord in really good times, because we're going to think that we did something about it. No, God is working through you. Amen. Let us remember that. Praise Him more and more. Those more and more during difficult times, during really good times. Lastly, Psalm 71. And this will be our shortest point. Psalm 71. Special message tonight. Give you a heads up on that. Psalm 71, verse 22. Message tonight, special. I can only write out the outline because I started putting in the details of it and it was taking away from this. So I had to stop with that and put that table that aside. So the whole outline is written for tonight, brother, but we'll fill in the details this afternoon. My little head can only hold so much. I thought I was inept in preaching, but then I was talking to Brother Thren, and he did the exact same thing. I'm like, hey, do you want to do Sunday school too and then preach Sunday morning? He's like, no, no. He goes, I don't know. And he goes, two messages is all my little head can handle. I said, praise the Lord, me too. And so I didn't feel bad about that. Psalm 71, verse 22, it says, I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. There was a decision about worship here. And the psalmist says, I am going to use my voice to worship you. Say, oh, that would be wonderful if our voice would. But John chapter 4 reminds us, to worship the Lord, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Taking a step back from our words, can I say, before we adjust our words, let us adjust our hearts. Our heart needs to be right. Say, I struggle with wanting to praise God. I don't like singing. Hey, it's not about the words. It's not about the songs. It's about your heart at that point. And here he says, I greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. If you start thinking about the fact that God saved you from a devil's hell, gave you eternal life, and that doesn't desire, there's no desire to worship God out of that, yeah, you're broken. You need some help. Psalm 100. Look at Psalm 100. We'll look at just a couple verses, and then we'll be done. Three verses. Can we do three verses? If the person sitting next to you is, we should do that. If the person sitting next to you is sleeping, just stand up. Then we would, not that person. Samuel, sit down. Okay, very good. All right. No, don't do that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. God says in Hebrews that we can come before His presence, come boldly before the throne of God. What are we doing? We're talking to Him. Here He says, yeah, you can get real close to me, if you're worshiping. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Is singing regularly expended out of your mouth? Well, Sunday morning at about 10. How about all the other times? Do you sing praises to God? Well, I'm just not good at singing. Yeah, but has he saved your soul? Isn't that what it said? I greatly rejoiced in the fact that God has redeemed me. Well, singing is just not my thing. Then you better get a psaltery or a harp or something, because you ought to. We are commanded to worship the Lord and to praise him. You better come up with a way. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hey, singing is a choice, but it also has to be taught and admonished. What is that? Encouraged. I encourage you to worship God. I encourage you to praise the Lord. Hey, when God extends his mercy and grace on your life, is your first response, hey, let's praise God over this. Hey, you saw when Moses came out, I think it's Exodus 15, one of the first things that they did when they were delivered out of the nation of Egypt there, Moses wrote a song. Let's sing about what God just did. It was a couple generations ago. It was like some hippies and things that got saved. And what did they do? They started writing choruses. When God changes your life, you know what? There's a desire to worship him. We ought to teach that. We ought to encourage that. We ought to exemplify that. We ought to choose to do that. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Last verse, Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. So I ask you this, now afternoon, in your heart, have you made a pledge to praise him? Is your praise continually of thee? Is your mouth filled with his praise? Will you praise him yet more and more in the good times and in the difficult? Will you use your mouth, your words, your songs to praise him? Look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. God says, I'm happy with that. When you acknowledge what it is that God has done and how he's blessed you and what he has done with that and his mercy and his grace and even those difficult things, and you say, well, I don't even understand it all, but I just praise him for it. He says, I'm pleased with that. So this morning I'm going to ask, have you made the choice to praise the Lord? Let's all stand. Praise is a choice. And if praise doesn't come out of your mouth, whether it be song or just simply testifying, that was your choice. Well, that's just not my thing. That's all our thing. It's all our thing. I encourage you. I encourage you to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe you're here this morning and say, I've been struggling a little bit. Been through some rough spells in life, and I think I kind of took my praise and hung it up off to the side a little bit. It's been a while since I thanked God for anything. Maybe you want to come forward in a moment. We'll have a time of invitation. Maybe you want to make a pledge to praise the Lord. I'm going to decide. I'm going to decide that the most words that come out of my mouth are going to be praise to God. That my mouth, as best as I can, is going to be filled with praise. Regardless of what comes down the road, good or bad, I will praise Him. Heavenly Father, I ask You to bless this time of invitation. And Lord, help us to be stirred in our heart to praise the Lord. God, help us. Help us to trust You. Help us to be thankful. Help us to praise. Bless this time of invitation now. In Jesus' name, amen. If the Lord touched your heart about something here this morning, maybe you want to come and talk to Him a little bit. A pledge to praise. We need to be careful that we not put qualifiers on our praise. God, if You do these things, then I will praise You. He says He's worthy of our praise if He has redeemed us and He has acted righteously. That has nothing to do with, honestly, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with who God is. And that's what praise is all about. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account of God's perfections and excellent works. Let us remember to glorify God for who He is and what He has done. Heavenly Father, we thank You for today. Thank You for all those many blessings. And God, forgive us for often looking past them. Lord, I know I'm guilty of that. And Lord, I pray that our mouths would be filled with Thy praise. Lord, I pray that as we go out here, that You'd lead us home safely and bring us back safely again tonight to worship You yet again. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon.